last night, as actually I very rarely do, I was all over Facebook and replying to people and talking and offering out little bits of philosophy as my wee, what's it called, status. And there's a number of different things that I've become disillusioned with, namely political ideology. And for anybody who has one, sorry, you're not going to like this. Just thinking about, you know, if you're a leftist, let's say, there have been left governments that have existed before, and what did they all wind up doing? Oh, they turned into tyrannies and wind up exterminating their population or enslaving them. Okay, well, in that case, leftist ideology is thrown out. If you're a hardcore right-winger, what's happened through history to all of those real hardcore right-wing regimes? Well, they turned into tyrannies and wound up killing or enslaving all their people. Okay, so that's thrown out. If you're in the middle-of-the-road type person, what happens to all these different middle-of-the-road type political ideologies throughout history? Well, they either get taken out by leftist or right-wing regimes and then get subsequently enslaved or exterminated, so that one's thrown out. Do you see what I'm saying here? If you have a political ideology, you're wrong by default. Okay? If you're a libertarian, you wind up getting taken out. If you're an anarchist, you wind up getting taken out. It doesn't matter how altruistic, how kind, how nice, how free, how, you know, regardless, you're wrong if you have any political belief. Because all of these political beliefs have been run before and they've all failed. Right now, this doesn't mean I'm apathetic. This just means I'm no longer operating under the illusion that somebody's political ideas, regardless of whatever they are correct. Okay? Somebody tells me this form of government or this form of freedom or this form of this, that, and the other will work. I know that it won't because history tells me unequivocally not only won't they won't, but they can't work. Politics doesn't work. Sure, we've got to debate with each other. We've got to talk with each other. These sort of things. But again, to anybody who thinks that one system will work over the other, has been captured by the paradigm, right? I have some people telling me that they're going to be starting running and they're going to be trying to free New Zealanders from tyranny and things of this nature, you know, and. Me being quite cynical, actually, I told them, look, if you're standing for truth, if you're standing for justice, nobody will vote for you. If you're standing for lies, deceit, scumbaggery, you'll probably be elected, right? Namely because those are the ones who've got all the money, and those are the ones who are the morons who actually do go out and vote and believe that the political process is real, will support. It's quite sad. I'm wondering how to get over this. I'm wondering if there is even a way through tyranny. Can't we just let it go? Yes, I understand that you think taking care of other people helps them. Then have a look and all the mollycoddled little children out there who can't even tie their own shoes because mummy always tied them for them. That's the leftist ideology. It makes everybody weak and incapable of taking care of themselves. Conversely, you go all the way over to the right-wing parenting style, which is, I got to help you with nothing. You have to fend for yourself. Those people wind up with huge chips on their shoulders and turn into real pieces of work who are basically assholes, right? That's basically what I've determined. You're either an asshole or you're a pathetic, incapable piece of trash, right? That's the left and the right paradigm. That's the road that both of them lead to. Sure, there might be people who are within the left paradigm who can take care of themselves, and there might be people within the right paradigm who aren't total assholes, okay? But You give them all the power that they want. You give them all the political swing that they need in order to create their utopia of varying degrees. And you know what happens? Everybody winds up getting messed up by it. I just want to be my own master. I don't want somebody else to be able to tell me what to do. I don't want to have any kind of a political government that can enslave me or kill me or anything like that without me having the capacity to defend myself. And invariably, that's what every single political paradigm winds up doing, saying, we'll solve all your fracking problems and you won't have to do anything. And we've all got these laws that govern us and everything like that. Humans don't follow laws. We don't follow ideologies, not through to some kind of perfection. Right? That, I think, is the real problem with politics, is that people are attempting to achieve the quote-unquote perfect society. I think that if we're trying to create the perfect society, it's just like trying to create the perfect religion. It's all based on belief. And your beliefs, unfortunately, can be trumped by fact.